my lady.
I wasn't planning on it either. But then I realized the water in your city is nigh undrinkable. I have a feeling I might patronize you for the remainder of my visit.
And how long will you be visiting?
Oh, 3 or 4 more days. May I take the bed?
Oh, of course, my lady, whatever you wish. I had a feeling it would be more suitable for someone of your presence.
Those little round things, are they supposed to be chairs for Dryden?
Ah, indeed. I had them specially ordered.
They look like coffee tables.
Very comfortable for the legs. I could put you in contact with my furnisher. I'm sure she would be able to make one for your proportion.
Dryders are meant to cling to the walls, to webs. All this open space. And you choose to hang a chandelier and crowd your patrons on the floor, close to the mud, like humans.
It's rather fashionable here in the city. Besides, you can hardly expect the wait staff to climb up the wall with a serving tray.
Can't you?
Ah. I'll leave you to enjoy the music. Shall I send up a gin and tonic for you?
Stay.
What?
Stay with me. That cabinet is stocked, isn't it? Make me something.
As you say.
You deal with the two-legged ones. Humans, elves, orcs even. They rule in the courts of this city, no?
They elect their rulers. And like all kings, their mayors are constantly in need of money. Money to pave the roads. Money to pay the firefighters and the school teachers. And most of all, money to be elected once again.
They bribe their subjects.
They bribe some of them, the powerful ones. And of course, those who supply them with money can become quite powerful in return.
But how can you stand it, treating them as equal?
May I speak plainly? My lady.
You may.
Do you regard us as equals?
No. No, I don't. I think you're a grimy little opportunist who'd scrabble down a sewer drain if you thought there was a gold coin at the bottom. You've forsworn any dynastic honor to become a glorified barmaid.
While we're speaking plainly, I think you'll find if you have no money and no family honor, it's easier to acquire the former and leave the honor to my daughters to achieve.
Daughters, yes.
They can pretend that we always had money.
I do have to respect that on some level. What kind of Dryder is supposed to get along without more than her mother had? And there you see my problem. When you're as close to the top as I am, there's not much room to grow. The obligation of legacy can become gargantuan.
Bigger web, bigger problems.
I'll drink to that. What is this?
A shrunken skull.
What a delightful name. What's in it?
Lime juice and grenadine, mostly. And a touch of the house venom.
So that's where the tang comes from. My compliments. No wonder your drinks are so drinkable.
Well, I've always had a sweet fang. And the humans, well, they just think the drinks are strong. Then they start thinking the patrons are hitting on them. And then we stick 'em to the wall.
They're the menu,
so to speak. Easier than hiring courtesans, and enough of them wander back in that I don't lose any sleep over it. They like it. I think it's the attention. All those beautiful women leering down at them, stroking their hair, asking what they're drinking, ordering another for them.
They must remember their natural place in some way.
I wouldn't disagree.
And what of the green one down there?
Ah, yes, Freya. She is a specimen.
I didn't know you could fit that many muscles into a uniform.
Would you like me to send her up?
No. I don't bite anything that bites back. What is it doing here?
She is learning.
Learning? I'm surprised it can. Learning what?
How to run a bar. She's opening one for me on the west side. Smart girl. Vicious temper.
The Drider virtues.
She used to be a bouncer at my nightclub. But it was a tragedy to waste so much potential. Today she's mixing drinks. Tomorrow she'll be my eyes and ears in Greentown.
And you would have eyes and ears all across the city then?
Just so.
Interesting. But before you go, who's this little wall ornament? Seems almost out of place to have just a single human on the wall.
Well, this fly was buzzing around for the local paper.
Reporters.
Always attracted to manure. And I like my public profile as it is.
What profile?
Exactly. So imagine my distaste when I found this one snooping around. So after they managed to tangle themselves in my web, I decided to leave them right where they landed. As a snack, perhaps.
A snack, you say? So you don't mind if I...
I would be offended if you didn't, my lady.
You are dismissed. Solitude. To be completely alone. Going somewhere. Deadlines to meet, perhaps? Deadlines. What a turn of phrase. Some lines, if you cross them, you're dead. Relax. We're just talking for now. Have you ever seen a Goliath Drider? You've got that look on your face like you haven't. You don't get much of my kind in the city. Mostly I see the other kind. The ones who stop growing around centaur size. Probably for the best. It's so easy for me to miss humans underfoot. Astonishing how small you actually are. Bug-like, in fact. I don't see many humans willingly jumping out of third-floor windows. So your position on the wall must seem like quite the drop. But to me, well, even mounted on a web, and you're still not eye level with me. Didn't you ever wonder why Wyler kept a room fit for a giant? Look up at me. Let's talk face to face. There you go. You might be glad that you did. What a funny story this would be to write about, my little reporter. Be sure to describe my eyes as pale rose. A gossip rag called them red once. Once. Do you think you can remember that for me, sweetie? Best jot that down. You don't have a notepad, do you? Always come prepared. You must have something, don't you? Ah, how charming. Is that what you were doing before I arrived? No wonder you haven't managed to escape with twiggy little limbs like that. Ah, and such pretty bite marks on your throat. Wyler must be very generous with the house venom. And how do you like Wyler? Is she the perfect host? Does she serve a strong drink? Do you want to know what I think, off the record? I think she's soft. Poke her in the tummy and her legs curl right up. Whatever was she thinking, keeping you alive this long? Going to save you for later? Hardly. A driver of her size could hardly manage eating you. Such a difficult decision. What to do with a nosy human? Where I'm from, a two legs disappearing, well, it doesn't even make the papers. But here, I think someone would miss you. People could go asking questions, making trouble. No matter how much Wyler pays off the city councillors, they can't allow too many disappearances, can they? After all, what is that charming bodyguard for? To protect the Dryders from the humans? I think we both know who needs protection and from whom. Oh, look at that. You got an arm free. Let me get that for you. Hold still, hold still. It'll all be over soon. Such a cold wall. The chill you must be getting from the outside. Let's wrap you up, nice and snug. Keep you warm. Bunny's bunny is playing by a tree. Crisscross the tree. Try escaping me. Bunny ears, jumped down a hole, fell into my trap, and you're never going home. There. Snug as a bug in a rug, with such a pretty bow, too. I think you'll make for a fine present. No more struggling now. I've decided not to decide. I'll be here a few more nights, and I believe you will be too. And I think you'll find I am, in fact, large enough to eat you. Ah. If I could put the smell of your fear in a bottle. You humans have the loveliest musk. I'm glad I still have the touch. I was wondering when the abject terror would set in. You're sweating. You're actually sweating. Is it because of my mouth just now? When I get all close to you, my lips close to your skin, making the hairs on your neck rise up. Why, thank you. Those are called fang studs. I had them pierced during my rebellious phase, and it's been my vanity ever since. Although my first set was 6-gauge. Oh, to be young again, when I could walk through the town without everyone scurrying away like cockroaches. Now I have to get them custom made, 2 inches in diameter. You wouldn't believe how fast I go through jewelers. Do you like them? Why, yes. The gems do exactly match my eyes. They were my grandmother's, back when crowns were still in fashion. I've never been able to find garnets in this shade, not even small ones. And look at these beauties, the size of quail eggs. A perfect pair. And I do enjoy the glitter. Not as showy as a diamond necklace. I like that they're hidden away until I'm very, very close. Are you flirting with me? Why? Has it not occurred to you that flattering me might be more dangerous than hanging there on the wall? It's been so long since I've done shots, and you're the perfect height on the wall. I could just suck you right off. That's the thing about a web. Dissolves in saliva. Dried saliva, at least. And you have me drooling. Slippery. Maybe I should get a tongue stud for you to hang on to. Do you think a railroad size piece would be big enough? Be careful. If you slide any further, you're gone. Oh. Gotcha. Oh, don't worry. My fang's not even sharp. And you're not big enough to pierce with it. Not on purpose, anyway. Besides, it'll keep you pinned in place for now. Hate to lose you while I go for a drink. Have you ever had a shrunken skull? You're about to have a bath in it. Better hold on tight while I tilt my head up and up and up. Refreshing. Don't you think so? But what to do with all the ice left over. I do love chewing on ice. It's bad for me, I know. Maybe I could chew on you instead. Oh, your fucking whimpers are so cute. Do you want your mummy? Do you want to go home? Oh, don't be scared. Look, past my teeth. Look at my cleavage. You know, I always wonder how much my dresses cost. It must take so much fabric to cover my body. Not a bad place to land, don't you think? It's like a big, soft bed for you. Two of them. Bit of a drop, though. Are you nervous? Maybe that's why it's called the plunging neckline. Come on, let go of my fang, you little bastard. You were terrified of it a minute ago. Hands off the family jewel. Do you know how much that stud would cost? Don't make me lick you off. Ah, so fun. See? You're fine. I can even bring in my elbows, human.
No human.
Human.
No human. Oh, shut up. Humiliating you is foreplay for me. Don't kink shame me.
Besides, there must be some reason you decided to snoop around here in the first place. Am I more spider than you were expecting? Oh, you have no idea. I'll give you spider. The human parts of my body are fun, but let's not forget what I'm working with downstairs. You're about to get the inside scoop, reporter, But you seem a little mobile. Let's fix that. Don't mind me. I haven't shaved my legs in a bit. Spin you up nice and tight. Oh, that tickles. Now be good and put your arms down. I'd hate to mummify you with your elbows sticking out all funny. And resisting won't do you any good. I'm going to cover every bit of you in silk, across your chest, bringing your knees together until you can't even wiggle your toes. Until you don't even look like a person anymore. Just an oblong shape, covered in delicately soft, sanitary silk. So clean and squishy. Perfect for a dildo. I have just the place to put you. I'd never be so rude to let a human see, but you can't see a thing, can you? What? Did you think I'd insert you as you are? I don't know where you've been. Be thankful. I'm rather muscular down there. The padding will help cushion you from my excitement, but arguing with you only builds my anticipation. Can you smell my pussy, human? It's right there, so close to you, practically drooling on you, my prey. But my wetness will dissolve the webbing around you. And then you'll be left to thrash about inside me, panicking, every limb flailing, beating against my insides.
You make me blush just thinking about it, Toy. I wonder how long you'd last. But you are a human, aren't you? You don't deserve my pussy. I have another hole for you, don't you know? Right next to my womanly canal. The wall between them is rather thin. You can still thrash about and make me feel good, but without any chance of dissolving your nice wrappings. And who knows? You might just slip further and further in until you're buried deep with my eggs. Maybe forever. Who knows what else I've devoured up there, lost. I'd better not let go of the end of my silk. Move your shoulders a little, sweetheart. It's a little narrow, but I'm sure you can worm your way in. Do it for me. There you go. Isn't that nice and warm? Good. Almost there. Let's make those hips disappear. Oh, that's a good stretch. Yeah. Almost. Oh, I can take you all the way, human. So big. No, I feel so slutty with my overduck stuffed. I'm such a size queen. Don't worry. I won't press on you too hard. That's just my fingers in my pussy. It's so sensitive with you on the other side. It feels good when you twitch. Do you like being my masturbation toy? Yes? No? I don't care. I can't hear you. And the more you move, the better you make me feel. Do you want to make me come? Make my giant pussy quiver and clench with pleasure? Leave a giant wet spot on the bed. If I could just fit another finger in. Oops. Didn't mean to push you in that far. And if I arch my back like this. Oh, that feels really good. Keep struggling for me. Maybe it would feel even better if I shoved you just a little deeper. Not much. I'll still be able to get you out. Unless my silk breaks and you lose your lifeline. Probably won't happen. Not unless I clench too hard when I come. Oh, God. Oh, why is that so hot? A little person lost inside me, helpless. And I care so fucking little except that I can get you right up against my pleasure spot. Almost. Keep moving. You want to earn your way out? I'm not touching myself. I'm close, though. I'm really close. Make me come. I wanna fucking smash my clit, I'm so close. But it's all you now. Make me come from my oviduct like a slut. Like that. Harder, harder. Put your hips into it. Thrust. Yeah. Yes, yes, use your whole body. Almost there. Oh, I'm so close. Oh, a fucking feather could make me come right now. Almost. Almost more. Oh, I need more from you, human. Give it to me. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I'm going to come. There. Don't stop. Oh, God, right there. Right there. Oh, God. Oh, God. Now that wasn't so bad. Let's look at the damage. Now you're bruised like a banana, little one. There you are. Hold still. You've still got some on your face. Relax. I could wipe you in my cum puddle to dissolve the webbing, but don't you like this better? You do like it, don't you? Little slut. You're rather charming for a toy. There's such a fine line between whimpering and complaining. And while I do love those broken sounds, I'm not so fond of, you can't do this and I'll tell the police. You're not looking too bad, you know. You might be a little sore, but not too bad. I might just stick you in my suitcase, you know. I could take you home with me. I could make you my thing, my servant, my pet. Things don't end well for people who fall for me. Because they don't, okay? Enough said. Shut up. I'm going to lay down and listen to the music. You bore me, human. You bore me with your questions. You don't have any answers. Aren't reporters supposed to have answers? That was a rhetorical question. I can't believe you're actually trying to interview me. Ugh, you've put me off my appetite. I don't even want to eat you anymore. All right. If you tell anyone, I'll swallow you whole. I'll find you. I will cook you. And you'll be gone. And I'll get away with it too. I'm not joking. I will eat you if you tell a living soul. And I'd probably eat them too. I'm looking for my daughter. my biological daughter. She's someone else's daughter now, I guess. I had to send her far away. She must be, oh, about your age by now, I guess. Well, somehow I had hoped I'd just spot her. I made some inquiries, certain threats, bribes, the usual. Managed to see half an address. Half. She lives somewhere on 4th Street, but finding a rider on 4th Street is like finding a needle in a haystack. Well, she's going to hit her growth spurt soon, and I thought I was going to die when I was her age. I didn't know anyone else like me. My bones hurt. My body was changing so quickly. I was so scared then. And now I'm just starting to realize that it might not be too late to do something about the worst mistake of my life. It's useless. She might be down there on the club floor right now, and I wouldn't know. Only in fairy tales do the princesses have convenient birthmarks. No such luck for me. Or she might want nothing to do with me. She probably shouldn't. I don't know. I might even be wrong about the address. Or she's half a world away. I don't know much. She'll be small for her age. Small for a rider. A little over 5 feet, maybe. Maybe. She might have gotten the family eyes, but that's no surefire thing. The family resemblance is usually strong. Usually. I don't stand a chance. What do you mean I don't stand a chance by myself? What does a reporter know about finding missing people? Ah. I think I may have answered my own question there. But you're just trying to get free, aren't you? You'd run away the second I turn you loose. What's in it for you? Do you want money? What do you want? $1 million reward for finding her. A million is a lot, right? Okay. Good. Very good. I've never done this before, you know? The whole gumshoe thing. Could I, can I help somehow? No. No, you stay here tonight. I want your company. And I don't know if I can trust you anyway. I keep going back and forth. But I can't help but think, maybe this meeting was destiny. I didn't know I had another chance coming my way.